I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On today's broadcast, a face-off looms between Russia and Ukraine. We'll unpack the latest details in a moment. And make sure you stick around because One Ministry is going to explain why Giving Tuesday is especially important for India this year. We'll begin today with a look at what's happening between Russia and Ukraine. They've had major tensions over the last 4 years over land and national affiliations. But now there are rumors of war on the horizon. On Sunday, Russian warships fired on and seized three Ukrainian vessels. The conflict took place on the Kerch Strait, a narrow waterway and the only access to the Sea of Azov. Russian forces say the Ukrainian ships came into their national waters and shouldn't have been there. Ukraine claims they were in international waters and did nothing to provoke the attack. Joel Griffith with Slavic Gospel Association says
the Baptist Union leadership of Ukraine is asking churches around the world to pray for their country. The churches we serve, as well as SGA, we're really trying to simply dedicate ourselves to helping people whose lives have been shattered by the conflict with the gospel and certainly humanitarian aid. And the churches, of course, are wanting to minister to their people as best as they can.
Ukraine's president and parliament may instate martial law, a move typically reserved for war or for an invasion.
Now that you've got this open situation with the ships being shelled and the possibility of martial law, I think that's going to maybe serve to drive that back into awareness again. And hopefully people will be reminded to pray about this and pray that peace will come.
Next, today is Giving Tuesday, the single day of the year for organized giving. Many people take the opportunity to give to charities and other organizations they support to kick off the giving season. Since Christmas is barely a month away, that means a lot of thoughts are on Bethlehem, the place of Christ's birth. So why not give to Bethlehem Bible College to support their work in the Holy Land? Bethlehem Bible College's Marianne Smith says,
our donations on Giving Tuesday are channeled into our scholarship fund. At Bethlehem Bible College, the economic situation surrounding the college is very poor, very weak, and so our students are generally not able to pay the tuition that it would cost them if we actually charged full tuition for them. So they pay approximately 10% of the cost of going to school at Bethlehem Bible College, and then we raise the additional 90%.
If Palestinian Christians don't continue to be educated and raised up as leaders in the Holy Land, who else will share Christ there? Smith says a Christianless Bethlehem could happen in the near future. So let's prevent that by helping educate leaders in Bethlehem with the support of people like you and me. So this Giving Tuesday, help educate Christian leaders in Bethlehem. We'll share how with ways to pray at our website. And continuing the Giving Tuesday theme, India Partners Donna Glass says the help you extend to people in India goes even further today.
On Giving Tuesday, we have a $5,000 match. So that's pretty exciting. To think that, you know, for every gift that you give, it can be doubled, so that does twice as much.
By partnering with groups on the ground, India Partner works toward an India rich in hope, justice, and compassion. Your support can help change a life.
These gifts matter because a lot of the folks that we work with in India are Dalits. They are the untouchables.
Dalits are rejected because they weren't born into the right social class. India Partners also helps the physically disabled, who are another group of social outcasts.
One of our partners provides free computer training. The disabled have been shunted away so much, but computer skills are something that you don't have to have a lot of mobility to do.
Go to missionnews.org for a full list of India Partners programs.
How much do we spend on gifts for people that maybe they don't really need? And this gift would be doubled, and on Giving Tuesday with the match, then it's doubled even again.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.